Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
But I wanted to just continue with a few more because I literally have, I mean, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see all these cuts that I have. It's just, it's a...
But you did pick up the trash. I want people to know. You just put them closer to the trash can. You should put them actually in.
No, I didn't put them in. I just put them closer so that the people who clean up here can feel like they've done their jobs. So this is Joe Biden's former campaign advisor. And she was on... The podcast. What's it? Sean Ryan? Is that the guy's name who does that podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she says that Hunter and Joe Biden sat in on the high level, top secret White House meetings. So once that debacle at the debate happened, basically Hunter and Joe came in and just said, "Okay, enough with him. We're in charge now." According to this woman, roll it.
So I should also mention that after the debate, Hunter basically commandeered the White House.
Wow.
He sat in on all the White House top-level meetings. You had a former cocaine addict sitting in on the most sensitive meetings of the most consequential and important government in world history. Does that sit right with you?
No.
Without security clearance, mind you. No security clearance. That's who was basically running the show. So Hunter basically battened down the hatches after the debate to make sure that his father would only receive intel that he pre-approved. And so Anita Dunn got exiled around this time, along with her husband. Her husband was playing Trump in the debate prep. Ron Klain was disgraced after the debate blew up. And then Jeff Zients, the person who's worth like hundreds of millions of dollars, the chief of staff, I should mention that the weekend that Biden made the decision to drop out, he only told two people in that circle, and that's that's Steve Buscetti and Mike. He didn't tell Anita, because I was on a call with Anita that morning, and she had no idea it was going to happen. It completely caught her off guard. So by that time, they were already easing her out of the circle.
Is there any... Did we cover all the names?
Did we?
By the way, this is a former Biden campaign.
Jill Biden.
She was like president.
Cool.
She was president. I was with Joe and Jill the night of the debate. I was at their VIP debate watch party. I slept all the way to Atlanta, Georgia for that, to show my support. Oh my gosh, Sean, you wouldn't believe it. So that night, I have the pictures too. I was with Joe. And so Jill takes Joe by the hand. The names are so similar. I'm sorry. Jill takes Joe by the hand on stage. And she's like, "Joe, you knew all the facts. You answered all the questions." And you know that hand gesture that she does. And I'm thinking, you're treating him like a first grader. You know, like just because he, you know, like you shouldn't applaud him for doing the basics. And you could just tell that she was fighting for dear life to hold on to the vestige of power. And just a few days later, she was on the cover of Vogue. So the whole thing was a Jill Biden show.
Wow.
But you know who Linda Lee is, right? She's a Philly girl.
Yeah.
Actually, she's from She's an immigrant, and her family lives in Philly, and they have property in Philly, up in the Northeast, where that plane crashed last week. Yeah, she has family in that area and a business, I believe. But she was the biggest bundler and biggest Democratic donor, and got all the big money people to donate to the Democrats. She was absolutely all in. And then after the whole debacle with the debate and how the Democrats screwed her over and screwed over the people when they lost $1 billion of the money for the campaign, she turned on them. So now she's basically ratting them out.
It is so scary. I mean, we all suspected this.
Yep.
But it is so scary to hear that that is actually what was happening. I mean, we would make jokes like Jill's running the White House, or, well, now Hunter's taking over. And it was allowed to happen. That is so frightening.
And call conspiracy theorists for saying it.
Yeah, exactly. Remember now, she's mad because she was she was raising money for these people.
Yep.
And she still believed it till the very second, until that debate, when everything was exposed, when most people who've been watching Joe Biden for 50 years know that the guy has never had a job in his life, has never really done anything, never signed a check.
Yeah, but when did she start speaking up?
After the debate. After the debate, and when Kamala took all the millions and billions of dollars and pissed it all away, that's when she really got angry.
She switched over to Kamala, right? She didn't.
Well, she was still supporting him, but then she saw what happened to the money and doesn't know where the money is, and she raised the money, so now she's mad. If you raise money for somebody and you found out they threw it away, wouldn't you be angry?
Yeah. I just wish that she'd spoken up about what was going on in the White House then. I mean,
we say that a lot.
Why now?
Yeah. We say that a lot. Why a lot of these Johnny Come Latelys, and
exactly.
We're gonna play a Johnny Come Lately now all of a sudden, because James Carville, if you guys remember, he was all in and he was predicting that Kamala Harris was gonna win, but now he's seen the light and he's like, the writing was all on the wall. He believes that there is a plant in progressive America to see how many, quote, jackass stupid things Democrats can embrace. He's on a podcast called The Politics War Room, and this is when he said this. Roll it.
I get, for my outrage, these are hardly, like, dramatic things. Like, just two things that Democrats have done that are so unmoored to what anyone in the country thinks or feels like. It's almost impossible. The first one is some Democrats, some progressives in New York are advocating for bereavement pet leave. Okay, so in other words, if your cat dies, you get 3 days of paid leave.
Uh-huh.
Does anyone even know, like in rural America, like where I grew up, how many dead animals in the entire history of the United States? Let me tell you something, a sentence that has never, ever, ever been uttered. Well, Martha, Fido died, so I can't bale the hay today. I mean, come on. I mean, please, just think of how, fortunately, no one's going to overly publicize this, although the right's using it in some places. Just how clueless you sound to people who are agrarian. It's like, you know, you're living on a different thing. Life and death on a farm is something that happens every 6 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. Then we had the famous DNC chair race of, okay, I don't really care. Let me read to you something. Speaking to the Democratic National Committee, which met to select new leadership this weekend, outgoing chair Jamie Harrison attempted to explain the point about his rules concerning gender balance for his vice chair race. The rules specified if we have a gender non-binary candidate or office, that a non-binary individual is counted as neither male or female, and a remaining six office must be gender balanced, Harrison said. Did I just read this? Of course I did. And do you believe this? Of course you do, because that's the level of jackassery that, now, does any Democratic candidate? No, I don't even know if Tim Martin himself actually, but they do it. And it's like there's a plant somewhere in, quote, progressive, unquote, America that just to see how many jackass stupid things that they can embrace. It's stunningly stupid, wow. Both of them.
Wow.
Wow. You know, we used to sit with James Carville at the Wynn in the VIP area when we would go there and cover sporting events. And he's a funny guy. I mean, he's a funny, funny guy. But he's obviously old school.
Yep.
And he realized that once Joe Biden spit the bit in the debate and then they propped up Kamala Harris, you know, he knew he had to be, you know, spout the party line, but he knew they were cooked. And I don't think he's like Lindy Lee, who's mad because she all the money she raised got thrown away. He's a loyalist to the party, and he'll still be a loyalist to the Democrats.
Yep.
But he can see through this nonsense, too, and a lot of people are waking up to it.
By the way, this is Cut 20. This was making the rounds on social media. This is a person who kind of went crazy for... She says, instead of being mad at the people that are stealing your, quote, effing money and spending it 100% irresponsibly, you're mad at the man who told you you were being ripped off, meaning Elon Musk or Donald Trump. Roll this, go.
Keep waiting and waiting and waiting for Democrats to start redeeming themselves. And every single time I turn around, they make it worse. Just 100%. No turnabout rate, nothing. It is just going downhill for the Democrats, dude. Can you please tell me, if someone, right, robbed a bank, okay, let's talk about a hypothetical before we get into the real quick. If someone robbed a bank, someone watched the security footage, saw who robbed the bank, told you who robbed the bank, you caught who robbed the bank, are you going to be mad at the person that robbed the bank or the person that told you you were being robbed? Okay, that's what's going on with Elon Musk right now. For those of you that don't understand, okay, Elon Musk was hired for the Department of Government Efficiency. What does the Department of Government Efficiency do? What is its main number one goal? To make sure that our government is running efficiently. And here you are, literally trying to shoot the messenger because he is showing you that a lot of our money is being wasted on that it's not needed. What type of transgender opera do you need overseas? What type of all of these DEI inclusivity programs do you need to be spending our money on overseas? And instead of being mad at the people that are stealing our money and spending it 100% irresponsibly, you're mad at the man who told you you were being ripped the off. You are a plain and simple. There is no saving for you, okay? Yeah. Every single time you guys continue to peddle these lies, you are screaming more and more that you're a cult member. And more you do it, the more and more the moderate Democrats are going to leave you. Keep going. Keep going. Show your utter stupidity. It's what you've been doing for 4 years. Keep it up. The rest of us
I can't
are
stop
happy
looking at her apart.
Yeah,
I know.
We
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
It must
all right,
be
I've heard enough. Can
yeah.
we cut her off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut her off.
But they're
going to
keep coming out.
She sounds like Robin trying to make a 5 second point into a 2 minute
comedy. Oh, man. Hey, now.
It's not right.
No. The one, two things I noticed about her.
Yeah.
The part, and then she had the tongue,
the tongue
stem
ring.
In there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The tongue. No, it's not a ring. It's a stud that goes right through the tongue.
Yep.
Still called a ring.
Is that called a ring?
Yeah.
I thought a ring had to be a round thing.
Yeah.
It's a stud.
It means she's a goer, Tony.
What?
You should flash into that.
She's a goer. You know what I mean? Like,
she will go.
Yeah. If she's willing.
That's all right. Listen.
If she's willing to put that thing in her tongue, she's willing to put her tongue anywhere.
I wonder what purpose it served.
You know, dentists tongue to love tongue rings.
Yeah.
They do?
Oh, yeah. It is the number one cause of having teeth broken
Okay. I thought you meant they really liked them. Oh.
That's the other thing. Look at this chick's teeth. Yikes. <Yeah. laughs> A lot of gaps.
By the way, there's now reports that Harrison Ford, that ad with Harrison Ford about the Jeep.
Yep.
That he doesn't even drive a Jeep. He drives Teslas. And then, you know, and people are saying, well, wait a second. You're telling me Shaq doesn't drive a Buick and use the General? I mean, obviously. But, you know, Harrison Ford's a great actor, right?
He is.
He's made millions of dollars. But a lot of people said, wow,
that
Jeep, what a patriotic ad for Jeep.
By the way, National Security Advisor Mike Walls was on, this is Cut 16, Phil, was on one of the Sunday shows talking about USAID. He was on Meet the Press. This is what he said about that role, this film.
Often, all too often, only cents on the dollar actually makes it to people in need between the big contractors, the subcontractors, the local contractors. The dollars aren't being used wisely. We need to take a hard look at it. We need to move quickly. And that's exactly what's being done. And personally, I could tell you, I've worked out in the Middle East. We saw a radio station with a big Built by America USAID. We go inside, and there is literally a black turban mullah backed by Iran preaching anti-American hate, and yet the USAID officer in charge told me as a Green Beret, well, we're just building radio stations, we're just handing out food, that's our job, to just be humanitarian. No, we need to realign their mission and line it up with the president's foreign policy vision.
I saw the black turban mullahs open up for a flock of seagulls a couple summers ago. They were awesome.
Trump on Friday. This has got 50. Trump on Friday during a joint press conference with the Prime Minister of Japan says that he is directing Elon Musk to review Pentagon spending for cuts. I guess that's coming up next. Cut 15, go.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Mr. Prime Minister, I have a question for you as well, but Mr. President, I'll start with you. Well, quickly to follow up on what Peter was asking, have you directed Elon Musk to review Pentagon spending, given it's the biggest discretionary spending?
Yes,
in
I
the
have.
Federal
Pentagon,
budget?
Education, just about everything. We're going to go through everything, just as it was so bad with what we just went through with this horrible situation we just went through. And I guess 97% of the people have been dismissed. It was very, very unfortunate. You're not going to find anything like that, but you're going to find a lot. And I've instructed him to go check out education, to check out the Pentagon, which is the military. And, you know, sadly, you'll find some things that are pretty bad. But I don't think proportionally you're going to see anything like we just saw.
He also said, this is cut 19. He also, we talked a lot on Friday, Tony and Miss Robin, about the posts from some of these Doge employees. There was one
Big Balls guy.
Big Balls was one of them, but there was a separate one that did like racist posts, right, Dawn? Like these were two.
Wasn't that Big Balls?
No, Big Balls.
A couple of them, yeah,
Big Balls was just
the other guy resigned.
Yeah, the other guy resigned when they went into his profile and found, you know, him saying racist things. Vice President Vance said that, you know, this employee should be rehired, and Trump was asked about that, and this is what he said.
One of the Doge engineers was fired for some inappropriate posts. The vice president says, bring him back. What do you say?
Well, I don't know about the particular thing, but if the vice president said that, did you say that? I'm with the vice president. Thank you, Peter.
There he is. He's with the vice president. So should this guy be, let me ask you guys, should this guy be brought back for quote-unquote racist things that he said in his past?
It's not my call. I mean, you know, obviously Elon Musk, you know, they work for the Treasury. Remember, right, we played the cut of Scott Bessent, who was the Treasury Secretary, mm-hmm, saying that they work for the Treasury Department. They're government employees. They're not guys off the street sitting in their basements. And I love the fact that all of these people are now 19 to 25-year-olds. They want 16-year-olds to vote. But they don't want these geeky 19 to 25-year-olds who find ways to get into major companies, shut down major corporations, mm-hmm, in their basement, right?
Yep.
They're sitting there and they're shutting down power grids and they're hacking into banking institutions and anything they want to, but they're mad about a couple of government employees who are just looking through read-only data to find where all the corruption is.
And regarding the racist, like, one, I don't know what he said. It could have been horrific or mild. I mean, whatever.
He said something to the effect of, I was racist before racism was cool, and he also talked about somebody with Indian heritage or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. How old was he at the time? Was he like...
He was in his early 20s.
Here's the thing. They're way too busy to deal with it.
No, he's now in his 20s, though, right? But,
yeah,
like, when he said this stuff,
he was in his
like,
early
20s.
No. Oh, no, he was in his early 20s, yeah.
He was... So, whatever. I mean, at this point, I think they're so busy and they're working at warp speed. Right now, as I speak, since early this morning, there is a slew of court hearings over this. And I think for Elon Musk, he's laser focused on just getting this done and getting the politics out of the way, just because what they're going to do is release everything they're finding.
Yep.
And it's really obvious the Democrats don't want them to find any more. I mean, they're clearly, here's what strikes me. Democrats are clearly afraid of what they will still find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they've already found $100 billion that they don't know exactly where it went, whose Social Security number, literally $100 billion, and these checks don't even have a code by which you can track it.
Well, according to the Washington Post, in a post on Sunday, they said Elon Musk's ultimate goal with all of this is to replace the workforce with machines. So because they're getting rid of all of the all of this workforce, they're putting in these stop save gaps, you know, finding redundancy and replacing it with AI and types of machines. So according to the Washington Post, by a story by Jeff Stein and three other, like, it took four people to write the story, by the way.
Yeah.
In chaotic Washington blitz, Elon Musk's ultimate goal becomes clear, and it's to replace humans with machines.
No, it's to do what he did with Twitter when he bought it and overpaid for it, and people said, what's he going to do? And he cleaned out the entire joint and made it more efficient. That's what business people do in the private sector. Unfortunately, we don't hold the government to the same standards. You know, you can look at our industry, radio. How many radio stations have gutted their entire operations, news departments, firing people on Friday afternoons? Do they get 20 months severance?
Nope.
Do they get checks to go away? No.
Nope.
So, again, I don't like to see people lose their jobs. I don't celebrate anybody losing their jobs. But the bottom line is people are trying to make it out that, you know, this U.S. aid, which Andy Kim, the crybaby from New Jersey, doesn't want anybody talking about, threatening to shut down the government. He was a member of this organization, so of course he's going to cry because he was part of the grift.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you have to do. The other story this morning is that Doge has claimed that FEMA allocated $59 million just last week to luxury hotels in New York City to house migrants. So, I mean, if you're a taxpayer and you're seeing people on the streets, military people, you know, no place to live, and you know that the government is giving $59 million to New York to house migrants, how can you not be pissed off to the high heavens about that?
By the way, Meta just laid off 4,000 workers this morning, 5% of their workforce worldwide.
Yep.
Because they want to get rid of the lowest performers.
Exactly.
Which is what most businesses do.
Elon's probably been giving him advice, but hey.
Yep.
He probably figures the Monday morning after the Super Bowl, when all this other news, this is a nice little time to slip this in here.
By the way, coming up at 9:30, we have Dawn's Big Three, where she will update us on all the big news stories. And coming up at 9:50, we will have tickets, your chance to win tickets, to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra on Friday, February 21st at the Asplund Concert Hall at Westchester University, hosted by Nick Hale and Dawn Stenslin. For tickets,
visit. I missed that. I haven't seen Joe Conklin in forever.
Yeah, joeconklin.com. So we will have tickets all week, but your chance to win them coming up at 9:50 this morning, and a Dawn's Big Three coming up in 4 minutes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Stay there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We start at 6 a.m.
Thank you.
We got
Thank
the short oil. We got the notification last night. Did I say, no, I want to sleep in because I've been drinking all night? No.
It's exactly.
I said this.
Thank you.
People are wanting this. This is Monday after second Super Bowl in history.
Yep.
By the way, I posted the picture where I kissed the Super Bowl trophy in Minnesota when they won their first one in 2018. And I'm going to kiss that other one. I'm going to slip it some tongue
this time.
The second Super Bowl trophy.
He's going to slip that second Super Bowl trophy some tongue. By the way, the 9 o'clock hour, what a way to transition here. The 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Staples. Thank you, Staples. By the way, thank you, Staples, for all of this paper that we waste because we get it from Staples here. So thank you very much.
Can Staples send us some? Because we just ran out.
Ran out of paper this morning.
Staples has the best paper, by the way. Your local Staples has hot deals.
We are Staples members.
They have hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. So here, your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends April 5th. Plus, save even more with easy rewards programs at Staples, which I think is what Tony and Robin are talking about. Thank you, Staples, for sponsoring the 9 o'clock hour. Dawn Stensland, do you have some news for us?
Always.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
We are sponsored by the Delaware County Office of Services for the Aging, or COSA. So, number one, because we're talking about Super Bowl news today, and we have a ton of it, as we think about what's going on. So the word from the Eagles, and we learned this just after midnight, there's more confirmation from the Eagles side of the organization that, yes, it will be Valentine's Day for our Super Bowl parade in Philadelphia. But I don't have the official confirmation from the Philadelphia city officials. And that's important because the city is coordinating with the Eagles. Will schools be shut down? So we know that last time around in 2018, our parade, Philadelphia Public Schools, all the municipal government offices and courts were all closed last time around for the parade. Remember that? And remember that last time around, it was supposed to be on a Wednesday, but then we had inclement weather, which is the same story here. So I think they're just trying to avoid the snow on Wednesday, the rain on Thursday, and let's go for it for Friday where we don't have a chance of precipitation. And it's a Friday going into President's Day.
And it's Valentine's Day. So if all of you desperate guys who can't hook up and you don't have any girlfriends, just find a random chick on the street and make out with her. And maybe you'll get lucky for once in your
life. Just make sure it's not a police officer like what Tony did.
Oh, what?
We were living in South Philly right around the corner on Sigel Street in my mom's neighborhood when we had our house there before we moved to Florida for that parade. And it was awesome. All we had to do was walk literally around the block to Broad Street, not even a half a block away. And it was cold that day, but nobody was feeling the coldness. But the weather was nice. It wasn't nasty at all.
By the way, I'm going to be the old man in the room, and I'm fine with that. So kids are off from school today. They'll be off from school.
No, they're not. In Philadelphia Public Schools, they reported for school this morning, 8 a.m., regular time. Philadelphia Public School District was not off school today.
There was a lot
did
of,
not have a delay.
There was a lot of two-hour delays today, Dawn.
But
there
not,
was a lot.
I'm talking about the
delays.
City of Philadelphia
okay.
Public Schools.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about the wimpy suburbs where all the kids
the
are,
private schools.
get two-hour delays or the day off. They'll get the day off on Friday. They'll get the day off on Monday. Like
exactly.
why not go to school this week? Like why go to school this week? Let's just
I
make
think
it.
We should shut the whole city down for an entire week. We can fix the traffic lights so we can start ticketing people again in Center City. Maybe Larry Krasner will pay his back taxes or go to jail like most people who don't pay their taxes do in Philadelphia. But you're right. We got Valentine's Day, and then we got President's Day. So this looks like another seven-day weekend.
I will tell my kids head off Friday, Monday anyway. So a lot of schools already had a four-day weekend.
Wait, when's Valentine's Day a part of a four-day weekend?
No, it's like an in-service day.
Yeah, in-service. Yeah, oh, teachers are really
in-service. A lot of people hopefully will get serviced on Valentine's Day. It's one of the fakest holidays ever.
Yeah.
Well,
and don't remember, Anna Navarro said, because all the roses plants come from Mexico, don't expect any roses for Valentine's Day because of the horrific crackdown on criminal illegal aliens.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
Well, a performer who was part of Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime show, we've now learned, has been detained by security.
Thank God.
After waving the Sudanese flag and the Palestinian flags together with the words Sudan and Gaza written on them toward the end of the performance, if you caught that. And yes. So they were able to ID the person who was dressed all in black like all the other dancers on the field as part of the 400-member field cast.
So, was it Rashida Tlaib from Michigan making the trip down?
I was wondering how somebody snuck that in. Because
snuck it in?
The security was so, it was like the NFL security is bar none.
There's no doubt about it.
And they were even more strict this year. Mm-hmm. We heard where a lot of places, a lot of shows that were normally there were not able to get through the security process. So they weren't able to go. And I was like, how in the world did somebody manage to do this? And it totally makes sense that it was a regular performer. Probably snuck the flags inside their costume.
Well, you see what they were wearing. I mean, did anybody know? I mean, they were all covered up.
I know. That's so true.
Yeah.
Number three, don't worry, be happy. Yeah. You know the song, but when are you happiest? The mornings, midday, late night? Well, BMJ Mental Health says, generally speaking, the best frame of mind, that time for your mental health well-being is
when?
The morning.
Yep.
According to researchers.
Exactly.
Wow.
New research shows morning happiness. So they also, people tend to feel worst around midnight, which may be true this morning after us staying up too late. But they said that, and they also had days. So Greg Stocker, you know, pronounces Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So apparently Tuesday is a very happy day. Tuesday mornings are like, I have no idea what the backup for this is, but they said that obviously Fridays, Tuesdays and Fridays are the happiest mornings for people. And they're talking about mental health well-being.
Yeah, one of the smart ads was the Coors Light, the Mondays.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mondays.
Because most people have a bad case of the Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is the happiest Monday in Philadelphia decades.
It's 100%.
True. Yeah, obviously they're the Super Bowl that they won. But this was to me maybe the greatest Philadelphia sports season of all the seasons, considering how it started for the Eagles.
Let me ask you a question that I'm sure they're debating on the other low rent talks sports talk stations. Greatest Philadelphia sports team in history?
Yes.
This team?
Well, now remember, the Phillies were great in the 70s, and then they finally got Pete Rose, and they got over the hump.
Yep.
But they were a great team. They just couldn't beat the Reds and the Dodgers back in that era, and Pete Rose was the glue. The 76ers were a great team, and then they got Moses Malone. They had Dr. J. Okay. Moses Malone, boom, they win a championship. You know, the 76ers had 8-I, and they went to the NBA Finals back in 2001, but they didn't win it. But to me, and then the Phillies, obviously, in 2008, with that team, that was unbelievable. But they, too, had some great additions to help them get over the top. This Eagles team was pretty much redone.
Mm-hmm.
The defense, 2 years ago, they were in a game against the same Kansas City Chiefs team, and their defense got absolutely torched in the second half.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm saying this as a 72-year-old man who's seen the great Eagle defenses and the bad. This is the greatest Eagle defense ever constructed, ever in the history of this franchise. And I know the Tom McDonald, go back to Concrete Charlie and all the old school guys and Reggie White and those great defenses. This is the most dominant defense in Philadelphia Eagles history, and it's not even close.
Amen.
Amen. But, you know, sometimes it's contagious. So with for our Phils, you know, spring training is
coming up. It starts later this week.
Yes, later this week.
And by the way, Zeoli, if you're listening, you go to spring training in Clearwater, which is 2 hours from us, and you ghost me again, you're going to have hell to pay,
Hell to pay, son.
Absolutely dismantle the Zeoli army single-handedly.
And right now it'll be easy to do because he has a bum foot.
Yeah.
Is he all right?
He's like the rest of the loafers. He can't get up this early, so I'm sure he's not listening either. Be out the rest of the week for foot surgery.
We have breaking news. Taylor Swift has just turned off her Instagram comments.
Uh-oh.
We are so back now.
Yeah, the Philly fans let her hear it yesterday. Phil, can you just play that one more time? We've played it a couple times, but it's never enough. It's never enough. When they showed her on the Jumbotron yesterday, roll it. Yep. And she looks shocked that they're booing her. She doesn't get booed a lot in her life.
No.
You know? She's praised.
Who's the chick with the really, really red hair right next to her?
Yeah, I'm not sure who that was. I don't know.
But we are sponsored by the Delaware County Office of Services for the Aging, COSA. If you have questions about aging, the Delaware County Office of Services for the Aging, or COSA, can really point you in the right direction. To see how COSA can help you or a loved one, just visit deldelcosa.org, and COSA, supported by the Delaware County Council.
We will have the morning mystery movie clip for your chance to win Joe Conklin tickets on the other side. Remember, this Joe Conklin event in Westchester next Friday, the 21st, will be hosted by our own Nick Cale and Dawn Stensland. Your chance to win them coming up in the morning mystery movie clip on the other side. Plus, Phil Almquist today in music history, why all the bumper music we've played. He will explain it coming up at 9:50. But Dawn Tartos about Kitchen Magic.
Yeah, because when it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years now, Kitchen Magic has built an impeccable reputation for transforming kitchens with professionalism, precision, and care. From custom cabinets, which they make in-house, local employer here, to the countertops, to the backsplashes, to the all-important storage solutions, Kitchen Magic gets the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. You can trust the name your neighbors have been relying on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation. Go to kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. Kitchenmagic.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company. Tony Bruno, Miss Robin in for Nick Cale, Dawn Stensland, Greg Stocker. All right, let's give away these tickets. This is a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra on Friday, February. Why can I not say February? February 21st at the Asplund Concert Hall at Westchester University. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com for today's Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yesterday's aim was interrupted, although primary goal has not yet been achieved.
What is the primary goal?
You should know, Professor. You programmed me.
Oh, come on. What is the primary goal?
To win the game.
Think you know what it is? Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Yeah, do it. Call her 12 right now for the Joe Conklin tickets. Do it now before the show comes to an end.
I know it.
You do? You do?
I do.
Look at that.
Is it RoboCop?
It's a classic movie. All right, Phil Almquist. Let's do this, buddy.
Music history on Kale and Company.
Today,
February 10th, we celebrate the heavenly birthdays of Cliff Burton from Metallica and Dan Wilson from The Ventures. We also lost Dave Alexander from The Stooges on this day in 75. Sings include The Last Journey Home by Dragon Force in 2009, Down and Dirty by Loudness in 91, Calling on You by Striper in 87, Dream Warriors by Doc and also in 87, and Somebody Save Me by Cinderella in 87. Albums include Stained Glass by Judas Priest in 78, Van Halen's debut on the same day, Tapestry by Carole King in 71, Behind the Buttons by The Stones in 67, and The Grinding Wheel by Overkill in 2017. Also in 2008, Amy Winehouse won 5 Grammys, but wasn't there due to visa problems. In 80, The Pretenders were top the UK album chart. In 77, The Clash began recording their debut album. In 79, Rod Stewart was top the singles chart. In 76, Elvis is made an honorary captain of the Memphis Police Department. In 72, David Bowie plays his first show as Ziggy Stardust. And 2010, John Mayer describes his ex-girlfriend Jessica Simpson as sexual napalm in a Playboy interview. But lastly, on this day in 73, 9-year-old Lars from Metallica attends his first show, Deep Purple in Copenhagen. He promptly switches focus from tennis to music and forms Metallica when he moves to America. He also gave the induction speech for Deep Purple when they entered the Hall of Fame in 2016. For KLA Company, I'm Phil Longquist.
Great job, Philip. Who won the tickets? Let's go to Chris and Voorhees. Chris, what movie did we just play for you?
That was War Games with Matthew Broderick.
War Games with Matthew Broderick. Congratulations, my friend. Woo! You are going to see Joe Conklin in Westchester at the Westchester University, hosted by Nick Hale and Dawn Stenslin, next Friday. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Dawn Stenslin, what do you have coming up for you in 5 minutes?
There is so much breaking. City of Philadelphia, the latest deets with Super Bowl celebrations, all of that. But we have multiple courtroom hearings right now with the Trump administration battling against the Democrats and progressives. So, Doge, what have they canceled? The money is flying around, the information. It's unbelievable. And what did the Wildwoods, what did they just steal?
Uh-oh.
A little something you want to know for summertime.
Cool. Awesome.
Maury's Pier? Oh, no, that's still there, I think. Yeah, that's where I made out with my first chick back when I was a young punk from South Philly.
Yeah, you thought it was a chick.
What's that?
You thought it was a chick.
No, women, chicks were real back then.
Tony Bruno, Miss Robin, thank you so much for pinch hitting this morning.
Thank you, guys.
We love you. We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.
All right.
Dawn Stenslin is next. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m., maybe with Kale. Who knows?
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.